The Escape Pod. Let's go on a trip through time to see what tomorrow looked like yesterday.
Preparing escape pod for launch.
Today was yesterday's tomorrow.
Pressurizing.
Where we are now used to be the unimaginable future.
Fuel.
Nominal.
And today's outdated entertainment used to be yesterday's state of the art.
Power.
Nominal.
Sifting through science fact and science fiction, from outdated technology to the birth of the future. Let's get away from it all for a few minutes by going back the way we came, into logbook.com's escape pod.
Escape pod ready.
The Logbook.com's escape pod is once again in orbit, observing the futuristic, the fantastic, and the formative moments in geek history. I'm Earl Green, and it's time once again to see what tomorrow looked like yesterday. On this day in 1916, a house in Missouri got a visitor from space, courtesy of a meteorite that fell through the atmosphere and hit the house, a real rarity, as most meteors burn up on their way through Earth's atmosphere. In 1994, another meteorite lit up the sky over Spain for nearly a minute, finally impacting hard enough to leave a crater near the city of Kando. In 2013, a spacecraft designed to slam into one comet turned its eyes toward another comet. NASA's Deep Impact space probe got a good look at Comet Ison. Author Robert Anton Wilson, who wrote or co-wrote The Universe Next Door and other books in the Schrödinger's Cat and Illuminatus trilogies, was born on this day in 1932. And on this day in 1975, the Fourth Doctor completed his first adventure.
What are you two up to now, eh?
We're just going on a little trip. Would you like a jelly, baby?
Little trip? What, in that old police box?
Yes, as a matter of fact, in that old police box.
Oh, come along now, Doctor. We're both reasonable men. And we both know that police boxes don't go careering around all over the place.
Do we?
Of course we do. The whole idea's absurd.
Is it? You wouldn't like to step inside a moment, just to demonstrate that it is all an illusion.
Well, if you think it'll do any good.
Oh, yes, it'll make me feel a lot better.
Doctor?
In you go.
Righto. Oh, sir.
As the fourth and final episode of the Doctor Who story Robot premiered, kicking off Tom Baker's 7-year reign as the occupant of the TARDIS. In 1988, Data met his evil twin.
What information are you requesting? Everything available on a Dr. Noonien Soon. Ah, good old often wrong Soon. A joke, brother. Actually, he was a genius by human standards. But he had destroyed his own reputation by making what seemed wild promises about his positronic brain design, almost all of which failed. Promises he later proved to be true, which made you and me possible, brother.
The Star Trek The Next Generation episode Data Lore premiered, kicking off a storyline that would run through the final season of the series and into the movies. In 1993, nobody aboard Deep Space Nine had any idea what anyone was saying.
Strike limits. Flame the dark true salt.
Please, Chief, take a seat.
The way Link complete. Way Link!
What's wrong with him?
He appears to be suffering from a form of aphasia. It's a perceptual dysfunction in which aural and visual stimuli are incorrectly processed by the brain. His actual thinking hasn't been affected, but he's incapable of expressing himself or understanding others.
The episode Babel premiered, the fourth episode of the show's first season. In 1999, a missing Doctor Who classic was found intact at a film collector's sale. Part one of The Crusade was recovered by the BBC and later appeared on DVD.
Are you all right, dear boy?
Yes, I'm all right.
That's Harrison very nearly did for me. Of course. Did you hear what that man called? Called him? Saracen. Malik Wick. Yes, that was the name the Saracens had for King Richard Coeur de Lion. Malik Wick.
So we're in the Holy Land?
You can read about these events and many more on thelogbook.com's ever-evolving timeline of geek history. The book Vorp 1 is available now, thelogbook.com's 396-page guide to Doctor Who on TV from 1963 through 2011, cross-referencing old episodes and new, and catching you up on the mythology of the longest-running science fiction series in TV history. You can pick up other original books and DVDs and hundreds of other titles in thelogbook.com store anytime. Thanks for listening to The Escape Pod.
Escape Pod was written and produced by Earl Keane.